Good evening, you're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the evening news. He finally gave in to the pressure from elected officials. The mayor of Saint-Étienne steps down. Gaël Perdriau is directly implicated in a case of blackmail with intimate videos. The case broke out at the end of August and targets his former first deputy to the city. An investigation has been opened. Gaël Perdriau was placed in police custody last week, but the mayor of Saint-Étienne claims to be the victim of a plot. The hearing was suspended in the trial of the tragedy of Mias. The bus driver was heard again this afternoon, but she could not answer the questions of the president on her memories of the events in December 2017. As a reminder, the school bus she was driving was hit by a train at a level crossing, causing the deaths of six teenagers. This morning, four experts once again assured with certainty that the level crossing barrier was closed at the time of the collision, which the accused still disputes. The hearing before the Criminal Court of Marseille will resume on Monday. We must go twice as fast on renewable energy projects. This is the message sent this afternoon by Emmanuel Macron from Saint-Nazaire. The head of state came to inaugurate the very first French wind farm at sea. The 80 turbines are located about 15 kilometers from the coast of Loire-Atlantique. In the pipeline since 2008, the project will be fully commissioned at the end of the year. Germany says it is ready to welcome deserters from the Russian army who are threatened with severe repression. This statement was made this evening by the German Minister of the Interior following the announcement of Vladimir Putin yesterday morning. The Russian president had called for the partial mobilization of his people with 300,000 reservists in total to strengthen the war effort in Ukraine. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves.